This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU Carbondale celebrated the class of 2020 this year in a virtual event as COVID-19 continues to shape a new normal across the globe. I talked with Chancellor John Dunn about that and about the school's plans for the future.
I want to do a shout out to H.D. Motel and Mark Stoffel for their work in using their creative talent in helping us shape a very nice short, but I think very impressive tribute to our graduates. We were pleased, Bob Odenkirk, who was originally scheduled to receive an honorary doctorate of performing arts, he too was disappointed but that he couldn't be here or he couldn't be with the graduates, but he was very kind in making himself available. He did a cameo, kind of a really nice part of the ceremony, and added, I think, quite a bit to the program. There are probably always things that you'd like to have done a little bit more, but overall, the response to it was very affirmative, and I think our graduates and their families really appreciated it.
And you're still planning on inviting this year's graduates back to a future commencement ceremony as well, so they can walk and take part in that traditional pomp and circumstance?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, in that video, I pledged on behalf of the university that we have not given up on the idea of doing a special commencement for them, maybe as early as August. It'd be nice to be able to do that. And if we can't do it then, certainly as the next opportunity comes around, which would be December, that they would be more than welcome and honored. We would be deeply honored to have them. Or if it's more convenient for them the following spring, we don't want to forget them. You know, sadly, I think we forgot that class in 1970, which was at another class 50 years ago that didn't have a commencement due to unrest on campus and really in society at large. You know, we had planned to have them back this year to formally recognize them as well. And so, you know, we're Salukis and those folks are never forgotten, nor will they be. And so we're going to find a way to make sure we do this and do it right.
The big question for most people right now is what comes next? Will there be in-person classes, students on campus, or what are you planning for at this point?
We are planning in multiple directions, of course, that being one of them, that we would be back to as close to a normal fall term as possible, recognizing, however, that we are very conscious of the health and the safety of our students and our faculty and our staff, and that we understand and we must abide by and adhere to the pathway that has been put out by the governor's office, the Illinois Restore. We do have some advantages in this region, one of those being density and the number of cases per 100,000 is very much in our favor. But we also have to make sure that we can satisfy all of the testing requirements and that we have a mechanism to do tracking so that we know if someone has been exposed to an individual that is now COVID active, that they know that and that we have a way of quarantining them as need be and being as helpful as we should be. So there's a lot of planning and thinking going on each and every day. But we, like the students, man, and wouldn't it be nice to be back to a much more normal time and period in the history of this university or any university. And what's ironic about all of this is that we understand the importance of masks and we understand social distancing, but we had been on a path for the last several years to bring populations and students closer together, not farther apart. So it is a pivot for us and it's a change that we had to make and we did make. By the way, we will have masks available for all of our faculty and staff and our students. And I think the university, it's cooperation. Fortunately, we have a medical school. We've got a great Jackson County Department of Public Health, Southern Illinois Health. We're all working together extremely well, and with certainly the commitment to make sure that we do the right thing, and the right thing always begins with making certain that our students are safe and healthy.
John Dunn is the interim chancellor of Southern Illinois University Carbondale. You can hear more of this interview at our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.